Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am on Jairo, J-A-I-R-O, Trinidad, T-R-I-N-I-D-A-D. Jairo Trinidad is a 37-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 1/19/21. But at that time, he was moving boxes of supplies from a side-to-side fashion and injured his left shoulder. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did a further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a rotator cuff tear that was repaired surgically on 9/17/21. Period. He has completed his course of active treatment. The paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Trinidad alleged he was moving 50-pound product from storage to another location and injured his left shoulder. Period. Medical records show he was seen by Virtual Occupational Health on 1/28/21. Period. He had already been seen on 1/20/21. Period. On the current visit, he still had discomfort with the left shoulder range of motion. Period. His pain had not improved. Period. His assessment at that point was a sprain of the left shoulder when he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph, accordingly, he saw Dr. Rosenberg on 3/19/21. Period. He had been working on a modified duty status without any overhead or heavy lifting. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder rotator cuff overload rather than an acute rotator cuff injury. But he recommended continued ice and anti-inflammatories. Period. He ordered x-rays and physical therapy. Period. An MRI of the left shoulder was done on 6/29/21 to be inserted. Period. He followed up with Dr. Rosenberg on 7/2/21. To review these results. Period. He thought an arthroscopic inspection of the joint with possible labral repair versus decompression would be most reasonable. Period. He recommended he see Dr. Pollard or Dr. Miller in that regard, since Dr. Rosenberg was no longer doing surgeries. Period. New paragraph. He then had a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Dwyer on 8/12/21. Period. His assessments for left shoulder pain, superior glenoid labrum lesion, and traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff. Period. He also recommended surgical intervention. Period. On 9/17/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 5/12/22. Period. He had mild throbbing with overuse but was working full duty. Period. Dr. Dwyer deemed he had achieved maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. He had an excellent surgical result, 8 months status post arthroscopic rotator cuff repair. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. And then normal through, there was mild tenderness palpation laterally about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near Kummer-Hawkins and speeds tests on the left, which were negative on the right. The rest of those maneuvers will be normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 1/19/21, Jairo Trinidad felt pain in his left shoulder after moving boxes of supplies that weighed 50 pounds. Brady was seen by Virtue Occupational Health, who initiated him on conservative care. Brady then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosenberg and underwent a left shoulder MRI on 6/29/21 to be inserted. Dr. Rosenberg then recommended surgical intervention. Dr. Dwyer agreed with that approach. Brady performed surgery on 9/17/21 to be inserted here. The petitioner followed up postoperatively through 5/12/22 when he was doing excellently. Brady, in paragraph of the current examination, found he had full range of motion in the left shoulder with intact strength. He complained of discomfort with New York, Hawkins, and Speeds tests, but there was no overt instability detected with provocative maneuvers. Brady had full range of motion of the cervical thoracic spines. Paired in the paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. End.